Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe and Ella with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, land has been secured for a new secondary school in Logan's Greenbank. It will be located within Mervac's fast-growing Everly development. Everly is expected to home 138,000 people with nearby employment hubs. Current children in the area attend Parkridge State High School and Flagstone State Community College, which have capacity to accommodate the predicted enrolment until at least 2029. Minister for Education John Paul Lanborick said, "We know this fast-growing area will need a new secondary school in the future, and that's why we're planning ahead and purchasing the land." A statewide audit of the management and hiring doctors in public hospitals has been set into motion after the rushed hiring of a senior doctor into a highly specified role. In a report released on Friday, significant concerns have been raised around the recruitment team not following formal processes, such as there being no selection committee, no advertising for the role on job sites, and the new employee only having one referee. Though the recruitment of the doctor, referred to in the report as Case Alpha, was deemed to only have a low risk to patient safety, the report has exposed flaws in Queensland's health hiring process. Director General of Queensland Health, David Rogergren, has said in a statement that he planned to apply scrutiny to processes across the entire state following the report's results. In national news, a Virgin Australia Boeing 737 has collided with a tug vehicle at Melbourne's Tullamarine Airport. The aircraft, typically used on Virgin's domestic routes, hit the tug from the side at about 8:40 p.m. last night, after becoming disconnected while being towed to a maintenance hangar. A Melbourne Airport spokesperson said no passengers were on board and no ground staff were injured. Virgin Australia said it did not expect any disruptions to scheduled flights today.
Ambulance Victoria has unveiled its first neuro-inclusion toolkit, designed to support neurodivergent staff and patients. The neuro-inclusion toolkit, which includes assistance with managing sensory overload, was informed by lived experiences with input from advocates and staff. Ambulance Victoria Gippsland 2 Region Area Manager Warwick Bone said he hoped that the toolkit would provide clear support for managers, employees and patients. Chris Claycorn, who works as a paramedic and faces difficulty with dyslexia and adjustments, said the adjustments at work allows him to manage his dyslexia and establish a thriving career. "I was a very good example of how these adjustments could work for someone, and how that person could thrive with those helps along the way," he said. In international news, the European Union has dodged a bullet today by reaching a trade deal with the United States, ending a months-long standoff between the world's biggest economic partners. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said President Donald Trump agreed on a US tariff on all EU goods of 15%, which is half of the rate Trump threatened to implement starting in August. The partnership holds almost a third of global trade, so this deal will bring stability for both, von der Leyen believes. Under this new agreement, Trump said the EU would boost its investments in the US by purchasing $600 billion of American military equipment and spend $700 billion on energy. For your weather today, Brisbane is still chilly, but warming up slowly and surely. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.